Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today's Bible verses are from Romans chapter 12, verses 14 to 16. Bless those who persecute, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. That's Romans chapter 12, verses 14 to 16.
Let's dive into Paul's message. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. At first glance, this might seem like an impossible task. How can we possibly bless those who cause us pain and suffering? It's natural for us to respond to persecution with anger, hurt, or even a desire for revenge. However, Paul is encouraging us to take a different path, one that's not driven by our selfish desires or impulses. When Paul talks about blessing those who persecute us, he's not asking us to ignore the wrongs done to us or to act as if they never happened. Instead, he's challenging us to rise above those actions and to respond with kindness, compassion, and grace. This is a fundamental shift from a mindset focused on retaliation to one centered on transformation through faith. It calls us to see beyond the immediate hurt and to recognize the inherent worth of every individual, even those who wrong us. Living by this principle means embracing the newness of life that comes from our faith in Christ. It's about allowing the transformative power of Jesus' resurrection to change our hearts and minds. When we choose to bless our persecutors, we're letting go of our pride and ego, which often dictate our need for revenge or retaliation. Instead, we adopt a mindset that values reconciliation and the well-being of others, mirroring the grace and mercy we receive from God. For instance, consider how different our world would be if instead of responding to harm with more harm, we chose to respond with love and care. It would not only change our hearts, but could also have a profound impact on those who persecute us. This approach does more than just prevent a cycle of retaliation. It has the potential to break it entirely. When we bless our enemies, we're setting an example of Christ's love in action. However, this doesn't mean that we should become passive or condone harmful behavior. It's important to set boundaries and seek justice when necessary. But even in such situations, our aim should be reconciliation and healing rather than revenge. Blessing those who persecute us means praying for their well-being and striving for their redemption. It means hoping for their transformation just as we hope for our own. Moreover, responding with blessings allows us to grow spiritually. It teaches us to trust in God's justice and timing rather than taking matters into our own hands. It reminds us that our identity and worth are not defined by the actions of others, but by God's love for us. By responding to persecution with blessings, we're acknowledging that God is in control and that he will ultimately bring about justice. In conclusion, Paul's exhortation to bless those who persecute us is a powerful reminder of how our faith can redefine our interactions with others. It's an invitation to move beyond the natural inclinations of our hearts and to embrace a way of living that's rooted in grace, compassion, and humility. By choosing to bless rather than curse, we allow God's transformative work to flow through us, fostering peace and reconciliation in a world that desperately needs it. Paul's guidance to rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, is a profound call to empathy and compassion. This isn't just about sharing in the highs and lows of our own lives, but fully engaging in the experiences of others. In a world often driven by individualism and competition, Paul's words challenge us to break down those barriers and build genuine, supportive relationships. When we rejoice with those who are rejoicing, we are celebrating more than just an event or achievement. We are recognizing the hard work, the journey, and the emotions that accompany those moments of joy. It's an affirmation of our shared humanity and a testament to the bonds that connect us. By genuinely celebrating with others, we contribute to a culture of mutual support where everyone's successes are honored and valued. On the other hand, when we weep with those who weep, we offer more than just sympathy. We offer a deep, empathetic connection that says, "I am here with you in your pain." This is incredibly powerful because it helps alleviate the feeling of isolation that often accompanies sorrow or hardship. By sharing in someone's grief or frustration, we validate their emotions and provide a comforting presence. Empathy and compassion are not passive states. They require active engagement. This can be as simple as listening attentively, offering a comforting word, or even just being physically present. These acts build bridges of understanding and trust, allowing us to form connections that are both deep and meaningful. Paul's call to empathy invites us to move beyond our own experiences and to truly see and feel the experiences of others. It's about opening our hearts and minds to the diverse ways in which joy and sorrow manifest in the lives around us. This intentional act of sharing becomes a living demonstration of love and community. By practicing this level of empathy, we not only enrich our own lives, but contribute to the well-being and emotional health of those around us. In doing so, we reflect the love and grace that Paul so passionately advocates. So, let's strive to rejoice and weep together, building a community where everyone feels seen, heard, and valued. Humility is a cornerstone of the teachings in Romans, where Paul imparts profound wisdom on how believers should interact with one another. Paul underscores the importance of humility and equality, urging us to regard each other without arrogance or a sense of superiority. This is a lesson that resonates deeply, especially in a world that often equates worth with status, wealth, and power. Paul's instructions encourage us to see beyond the superficial markers of success and authority, to recognize the true value that lies within each individual. He reminds us that in God's eyes, our worldly accomplishments don't dictate our worth. God is the great equalizer. He has a history of elevating the humble, like shepherds to kings, and humbling the mighty, such as emperors. This divine perspective is one we are called to embody in our relationships. Imagine how our communities would transform if everyone embraced this sense of humility. By shedding our egos and choosing to associate with the lowly, we create an environment where genuine connections can flourish. In such a setting, relationships are built on mutual respect and understanding rather than power dynamics. Humility enables us to see others as equals, fostering an inclusive community where everyone feels valued. It nudges us to listen more and talk less, to empathize deeply, and to recognize that each person's journey and experiences hold immense worth. This principle has the power to dissolve barriers, whether social, economic, or cultural, and pave the way for authentic, supportive relationships. In practical terms, embracing humility might look like being quick to listen and slow to judge. It involves openly acknowledging our own limitations and being willing to learn from others, regardless of their social status or background. It is about offering respect and dignity even to those whom society may overlook or undervalue. Humility also compels us to serve rather than to seek service. In this way, we mirror the humility of Christ, who came not to be served but to serve others. This servant leadership nurtures a spirit of community and compassion, breaking down the walls of pride and arrogance that often divide us. As we navigate our daily lives, let's strive to embody this principle in our interactions. Whether in our workplaces, homes, or social circles, practicing humility can transform our relationships and create a more inclusive, compassionate world. By adhering to Paul's teachings, we not only honor our faith, but also contribute to the greater good. So, the next time you find yourself in a position of advantage or authority, remember to humble yourself. Recognize the value in every individual you encounter, and make a conscious effort to connect with them on equal footing. This, in essence, is the path to cultivating genuine, meaningful relationships and living out the transformative power of humility. So, how do we actually live out Paul's teachings in our everyday lives? First, let's talk about blessing those who persecute us. This isn't about being a doormat or ignoring injustice. Instead, it's about responding with an attitude of grace and seeking the well-being of even those who might wish us harm. One practical way to do this is through prayer. Pray for those who wrong you. Ask for their hearts to be softened and for peace to come between you. It's amazing how prayer can shift our perspective from one of vengeance to one of compassion. Next, let's look at empathy, rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep. In a world where we're often consumed by our own lives, it can be challenging to fully engage with the experiences of others. Yet, taking the time to genuinely share in someone's joy or sorrow forms deeper, more authentic connections. A simple approach is to be present. Listen actively without thinking about your response. Offer genuine congratulations, condolences, or support. Small gestures, like a thoughtful note or a kind word, can mean the world to someone experiencing a significant moment. Finally, embracing humility in a society that often elevates pride and self-promotion is no small feat. Humility involves recognizing that we don't have all the answers and that everyone we meet has value. One way to practice this is by seeking to learn from everyone, regardless of their status or position. Show gratitude for the roles that others play in your life and approach conflicts with an open heart, willing to apologize and forgive. Incorporating these elements into our daily routines can be transformative. Each day presents opportunities to choose understanding over judgment, kindness over retaliation, and humility over pride. While living by these principles isn't always easy, it reflects the deeper transformation that faith and a heart aligned with Paul's teachings can bring. Let's strive to embody these values, making our communities more compassionate, equitable, and loving spaces.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts seeking your guidance and strength. Your word instructs us to bless those who persecute us and to refrain from cursing them. Lord, this is a challenging command, and we acknowledge our struggles to live it out. Grant us the grace to rise above our natural impulses for retaliation and instead respond with kindness, compassion, and love. Help us to see beyond the actions of those who cause us pain and to recognize their inherent worth as your children. Fill our hearts with empathy so we may genuinely rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Teach us to share in the joys and sorrows of others, fostering a spirit of unity and support. Lord, we ask for humility in our interactions. Remove any pride or arrogance that may hinder our relationships. Let us not be wise in our own estimation, but humble ourselves to learn from and serve others. Guide us to associate with the lowly, valuing each person as you do, and creating genuine, supportive connections. As we navigate our daily lives, help us to embody these principles. May our actions reflect your love and grace, breaking cycles of retaliation and fostering peace and reconciliation. We trust in your justice and timing, knowing that you're in control. Thank you for the transformative power of your word and the example of Jesus. May we always strive to live out these teachings, bringing glory to your name and contributing to a more compassionate, equitable world. In Jesus' name we pray. Goodbye, friends, and thank you for our time together. May God's blessings be upon you always. Share this message of love and faith with friends and family, and let his light shine through you in all you do. Blessings to you.